Welcome to Picton's podcast. Tonight it's all about astral projection or out-of-body experiences. Can you float out of your body? You might have heard of this sometimes, people having near-death experiences after operations. Let's look into it in more depth. Astral projection or out-of-body experience is something I and many others have experienced. The Bible, whatever you think of that book, quite possibly alludes to it when mentioning the silver cord that binds the astral body to the physical in Ecclesiastes 12:6 and in Paul discussing his visions. Plato explored these ideas also, and they are found in many ancient traditions. There are numerous similarities with the near-death experience many describe when they clinically die and are resuscitated, that they see their own body and people around them and are drawn towards a tunnel with light at the end with familiar figures and may experience a life review. Some may experience the phenomenon with drugs such as magic mushrooms, LSD or ketamine. I couldn't possibly comment. In modern times, Robert Munro, through the Munro Institute, developed hemisync technology, often involving tones such as binaural beats to synchronize brain hemispheres to certain frequencies to stimulate astral projection, for example, the Gateway Experience series. Focus 27 or the library is a high point. The URL of my blog, https://focus27.wordpress.com is a tribute to it. There are a plethora of books, websites and techniques. One of the most popular is The Rope, usually attributed to Robert Bruce. There are an unusual number of Roberts in this field, hence the hero of my novel Astral Projects is a Rob. Robert Bruce teaches preparatory relaxation, energy and chakra exercises, which are excellent in their own right, but ultimately when the vibrational state is reached, one has to imagine awareness of a rope descending down towards them. One should imagine the vivid feeling of the rope in their hand, and then, as intensely as possible, the feeling of pulling themselves up out of the body by the rope, hand over hand, in a continuous process until they are out, which is then a whole other story. Robert Bruce also describes an effective yo-yo technique and something called astral phasing, which is very similar to the memory palace technique for memorizing lists. If you've read my earlier lucid dreaming chapter in my books or blogs, you'll know I own a rare Nova Dreamer sleep mask, which detects and acts on REM, sleep, rapid eye movement to induce lucid dreams, so you know I'm a sucker for spiritual technology. I also own mind machines, the Mind Place of Procyon and Cassina. They will play binaural beats and isochronic pulses with synchronizing color changes in the goggles in a sophisticated way to rapidly bring about meditative states, and in the case of the Cassina, incorporate soundscapes that can be programmed by Neuroprogrammer 3 and react to your own music played through it. This can be pleasurable, relaxing, and bring about altered states of consciousness, all good, and best of all, free once the unit's purchased, but can they aid lucid dreaming and astral projection? Many companies already produce audiophiles to try to bring about the same, but what combination of alpha waves, theta and even spikes of beta and gamma will bring about the desired effect? There are legends of magic frequencies from the Schumann resonance at 6.3 Hz and also 3.85 Hz. I'd be interested to hear what success people have had, or failing that, if any eccentric billionaires would like to buy my machines from me. Worth a try. Pioneers now on the astral plane permanently include Herewood Carrington, Sylvain Muldoon, Lobsang Rampa and Robert Munro. But who is still an influence and with an intact silver cord, i.e. alive? Robert Bruce, rope method pioneer, writer of one of the very best books, Astral Dynamics, the complete book of out-of-body experiences. Alexander Defoe, consciousness beyond the body, evidence and reflections. Anthony Peake, an open-minded and scientifically thinking author, writer of many fascinating books, including The Theory of the Demon. The out-of-body experience is one of relevance here. William Bullman, very experienced American, author of Adventures Beyond the Body, amongst other books, researcher and workshop host with a spiritual slant. Adventures Beyond the Body, How to Experience Out-of-Body Travel. Robert Peterson, Bob is the popular author of the book Out-of-Body Experiences, How to Have Them, What to Expect, which is a very down-to-earth book, considering. Bruce Mowin, writer of the entertaining Exploring the Afterlife series with an altruistic focus on soul rescues. Voyages into the Unknown, Exploring the Afterlife. Tom Campbell, consciousness researcher and author of the My Big Toe trilogy. My Big Toe, a trilogy unifying philosophy, physics and metaphysics, awakening, discovery and inner workings. Jürgen Zuhr, a skilled artist and author of classics The Multidimensional Man and Vistas of Infinity. Graham Nichols, writer of Navigating the Out-of-Body Experience, Radical New Techniques, also an art expert and activist. Frederick Ardema, author of Explorations in Consciousness, A New Approach to Out-of-Body Experiences, which includes the Vigil Method. Finally, Todd Akemisis, charismatic American organizer of the influential London Journey of Truth meetup group, Synchronicity Walk Wizard, expert astral traveler, promoter of the Pandora Star, device and all-round nice guy. There's a few books and individuals to get your teeth into if you want to learn the art of out-of-body travel. Sweet dreams and sweet travels for now. Good night.